This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ryan Brown, former colleague of ours here at Radio America, who's now news director at KFLS in Klamath Falls, Oregon. He's with me now to examine the very tight governor's race there as former Democratic Governor John Kitzhaber tries to win back his old job against Republican challenger Chris Dudley. This is an open seat since the Democratic governor cannot seek re-election. And Ryan, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Typically, this is a state that leans to the left, certainly in presidential elections. Two Democratic senators, the majority of the U.S. congressional members are Democrats. So it would appear that Kitzhaber, who's run statewide before, would have the edge here. But the polls are extremely tight. What's potentially either working against him or for Chris Dudley?
Well, this is a state that often leans left, as you said. But like so many places in the country we're seeing this year, there's a lot of voter angst, and the right is doing a good job of getting the vote out. Last I saw, Dudley was up by just a bit in the latest Rasmussen poll, but it does appear that it's still anybody's race to be won, and things are really coming down to the wire. I'm not sure if you're aware, Oregon has a unique vote-by-mail system. Every voter in the state mails in their ballot. There's no election day polling places, things like that. Those ballots are scheduled to be mailed out this week. People should have them by Monday, so we could have some pretty good ideas of what the race may look like as early as middle of next week.
And does that mean that the local officials start counting them as soon as they come back? Do they wait till election night? How does that work?
They wait until election night to actually tally any votes, but there are still some people out there that do polling of people who have already voted to see which way that the early voters may be leaning.
In terms of how folks view the outgoing governor, most people don't have a whole lot to say positively about the status quo anywhere in America right now. But what do they think about Ted Kulongoski, and how is that impacting how they're likely to vote?
He is not a particularly popular figure right now. He certainly had some difficult things to deal with during his tenure as governor of Oregon, but is leaving the state, most would say, in a worse condition than when he arrived. And I think it's evident by Kitzhaber running away from him. Kulongoski hasn't been involved in the campaign, and Kitzhaber, I don't believe, even mentioned him once during the only debate that these two men had last week.
So in Kitzhaber's strategy, is he mainly saying, look what I did back when I was governor, or is he mainly talking about what he would do?
He's running, kind of playing both sides of that coin. He's running on his experience, saying he's the one with the experience to come in there, hit the ground running, get the job done, but also saying that he'll do things a little differently this time. He kind of had an infamous quote when he left office the first time, saying that Oregon was a state that was ungovernable. That has been thrown back in his face a little bit, as now he's looking to govern the state again.
Chris Dudley is the Republican nominee. Most folks around the sports world know him as a longtime NBA player, perhaps the tallest governor we'll ever see if he gets elected. He's about 6'10". And what's his main campaign theme here? What's he saying about the current state of affairs and why he would be a better choice?
Basically, he's running on change. Oregon has had Democratic leadership in the State House, in both chambers of the legislature, for a number of years, and he's saying, look at the results. We're not very well off now, certainly not compared to decades past, and that he thinks he can come in and get the state back on the right path, and he's claiming he can do so in a hurry.
Other than bodying for position in the paint, what's his background? What puts him in position to claim that he's qualified to do this?
Well, he's a financial analyst as well, and he has a background in economics and finance. He has the backing of a lot of the business community in the state, and certainly the backing of nearly everyone on the right side of the aisle. And he has done a good job, I must say, of rallying the troops as well. Oregon, although it leans left, it's not a state that has a whole lot, in my opinion, of kind of swing voters. What it has is a lot of people that are either one side or the other, and it's up to whoever can get the vote out oftentimes to see who wins. This year it looks like the Republicans are doing a better job of that.
We're talking with Ryan Brown. He's the news director at KFLS in Klamath Falls, Oregon, talking about the Oregon governor's race, one of the tightest ones in the country. And Ryan, I would imagine that given the mailing in the vote system that we've described over the past few minutes, that we're probably seeing the peak of the advertising now, since it's literally the ballots are going to be in front of people in a number of days. How nasty is it getting?
Not too bad. I mean, of course, it's not all rosy either, but it hasn't gone quite as muddy as some races we've seen around the country. The folks that are supporting Kitzhaber have been making a pretty big deal about Chris Dudley when he was playing for the Portland Trailblazers, moving out of Oregon across the river to the state of Washington to save tax money. And Dudley has kind of flipped that back and said, well, you know, the tax situation in Oregon is such that I'm not the only one doing that. We need to change things within Oregon to make sure people stay here. He also caught a little heat, and it was used in some campaign ads as well. Home that he currently lives in is built on a piece of property that he bought back in his playing days, and at that time he donated the house that was there to a local fire department to burn down so that he could rebuild a nicer, bigger home on the same property, and took a sizable write-off on his taxes that year for that. Everything appears to be above the board and legal in that case, but people are saying that this shows that he doesn't necessarily have Oregon's interests at heart.
Hmm. Now, last question, Ryan, before we let you go. The other major statewide race that's on the ballot is the likely re-election of Senator Ron Wyden, who's a Democrat. By all poll numbers we've seen here, he's not seriously threatened. Is that going to be a big help to Kitzhaber, or is that largely irrelevant in the governor's race?
I think that's largely irrelevant in the governor's race. Senator Wyden is entrenched in Oregon. He would have to, while he's out there on the campaign trail shaking hands and kissing babies, he'd have to get those two confused in order to lose that race, I think, and be on video shaking a baby or something like that. He's not going to lose that race, and I don't think it'll impact what Dudley might be able to do.
Ryan, very interesting. One of the key races we'll be watching even before November 2nd, since a lot of folks will be voting before that. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Ryan Brown is news director at KFLS in Klamath Falls, Oregon. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.